The rolling and robust fields of soybean growing on Fred Greeter's Illinois farm would be a welcome sign most years, indicating a promising harvest in the fall. But tariffs are turning away potential customers overseas, and Greeter estimates he could lose around $100 an acre if the trade war continues.
It's a squeeze.
A squeeze acknowledged by the Trump administration, prompting the U.S. Department of Agriculture to plan a $12 billion aid package to help farmers like Greeter.
If you take the $12 billion, which assuming it'll all go to beans, which it won't, and divide that by our planted acreage, that's about $14 an acre.
And you're looking at a $100 loss an acre.
That's correct.
So you're still out $86.
That's correct.
It's not that Greeter isn't grateful. He'd just rather have trade over aid.
The aid package certainly is appreciated, and we appreciate the fact that USDA and the president is concerned about us and wants to try to make us whole. But the reality is that the numbers in a large trade war like this are just overwhelming.
This is not a natural disaster. This is a man-made disaster. It's not an act of God, but some would call it an act of foolishness.
Mark Albertson is the director of strategic market development for the Illinois Soybean Association. He says the trade dispute with China is a greater threat to farmers than the drought of 2012.
But we had mechanisms in place to deal with that, and we always knew that the very next year we would be able to plant our crops again and hope for the best. In this case, we don't know that. We don't know what the next year brings. We don't have necessarily hope of the trade war going away very soon, and it looks like Brazil is all too eager to take away our market share when it comes to China.
Which is Farmer Greeter's biggest concern.
Brazil, one of our largest competitors, they're always expanding. So this could affect our market years down the road. And I'm probably more worried about that than I am just a short-term washout here.
The other challenge is what to do with the soybeans that can't be sold.
It looks like we may end up putting a record amount of soybeans in storage. And when that happens, we know from history that the prices will go south.
For now, Greeter's routine remains the same. He hopes strong global demand for soybeans outside China will make up for decreasing prices, and is waiting to see if President Donald Trump's trade tactics will work before permanent damage is done to the reputation and reliability of U.S. grain products.
I support what he's trying to do. I can't say that I support his methods.
Methods that could create greater uncertainty and smaller profits for U.S. farmers. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Bloomington, Illinois.